Now we drive to Washington to get an update there on a sort of an odd place in the news cycle right now. Emily Wilkins with us, Bloomberg Government. Emily, let me start with the now what of the legislation. Does everybody just walk away for a month and calm down?
So we're not gonna. We don't have a month. We've got a week, less than at this point, before everyone is back in Washington, D.C. And if you're a Democrat right now, calming down is the last thing you want to do. You just passed that infrastructure bill. You did it with 13 Republicans helping you in the House, number of Republicans helping you in the Senate. What you want to do right now, if you're President Joe Biden, is get out there and talk to everyone about how great this bill is, what's in it, what people are going to see. And most Americans, they're not going to start seeing the real impacts of this bill until we get to construction season back in the spring. That's what the chairman of the House Transportation Committee, Peter DeFazio, told me. But Democrats really want to start promoting this as a win as they continue to work out what's going on with that social welfare and tax plan. Remember, where we're at with that is they are waiting for that score from the venerated Congressional Budget Office to say this is how much the bill will spend and this is how much the bill will raise. Moderates want that number before they actually vote on that bill in the House.
Emily, is it an unforced error for the Biden administration to be talking about a release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves when he could be going around and talking about what's in this bipartisan infrastructure bill?
He has to balance a little bit of both here. I mean, President Biden cannot ignore the fact that average Americans are seeing prices of everyday items, including gas, including things at the grocery, continue to rise. And the Biden administration, I mean, you'll remember they have done executive orders. They are trying to do things like, you know, have ports open for 24 hours, sort of trying to do things to help the supply chain. But there's only so much that President Biden can do on that particular move. So it's trying this balancing act of addressing inflation, addressing these rising prices in the economy, while also trying to remind Americans that the House did pass this infrastructure bill that spends $550 billion.
Tom, I got to say, this to me strikes me as something of an unforced error to focus on gas prices and what they can do when it's such a hairy topic for them, given the internal contradictions, rather than the potential boost to the economy from some of the programs, including this one that's actually a huge step.
Let's do the math. I did it today. Francisco Blanche on Bank of America with a modeled call way, way out, like 15 months of $120 a barrel. Emily Wilkins, AAA unleaded is $3.41, up big. It would go to $4.77 with that move in Brent crude. I'm not saying we're going to get $5 a gallon gas in certain parts of the country, but to your crew in Washington, Emily Wilkins, there's no other topic I would suggest in 6 months.
I mean, yes, if gas prices continue to rise, if the prices at the grocery store continue to rise, that's going to be an increasingly huge problem for President Biden. I mean, I spoke with a number of Republican lawmakers and strategists after Democrats' crushing loss last week in Virginia and really losses all over the country. There were some much smaller elected officials. The Democrats really suffered. And they said, look, you know, they're like, we can control what bills pass through Congress and we can run on that. They're like, there's only so much we can do as this economy continues from COVID. And there are lots of Democrats out there who are really hoping that some of the supply chain issues, like what we're seeing with oil pricing, that gets sorted out before summer of 2022.
Crushing losses. You were talking Virginia. I see. I was talking West Lafayette, Indiana. Now, that was a crushing loss that Michigan State, your Michigan State, the East Lansing's lost. They boiler downed. Purdue. Now let's cut to the chase. What do you think? Ohio State, 2 weeks?
I mean, look, I actually lived in Columbus, Ohio for a short period of time, and I met a lot of Buckeyes while I was there. And all I can say is that my favorite team to beat is Michigan, and my second favorite team for us to beat is Ohio State.
There you go.
Fingers crossed. Last week was just a blip, and we'll be back on track.
And very much still in the running, I'm told. That's how good Michigan State is. Thank you, Emily Wilkins, for the – I was going to do it with Chicago football, but it wasn't the Bears. It was not going to work. Emily Wilkins, Bloomberg Government, there in the pride of East Lansing, Michigan.